This is a fairly complex story, but I'm wondering if you can briefly sum it up for me.
The story kind of was a spinoff from a story that I investigated earlier the previous year about Chris Lennertz taking over as superintendent of Grand Canyon National Park and the new approach she had to management, which was kind of a compassionate, trauma-informed management style, which had never been anything close to that before at Grand Canyon. And that story came out, but then she was suddenly reassigned when she was being investigated for unspecified allegations against her. And that happened last October, 2018. And so I really started paying attention very closely at that point, thinking, what is going on? And then in February, the report came out that all the allegations were baseless. And then right around that same time, the whole thing with uranium being discovered at the museum, and it was this big scandal, happened at the same time. And so I thought, things are really not adding up here. And so I started just paying really close attention and investigating it. And I talked to Outside Magazine. I said, I'm looking into this. And they're like, great, you know, keep digging.
How did you go about maintaining the necessary credibility for a story like this while using sources that you can't name in the story?
I'm a journalism professor also, and so I always tell my students, you know, using anonymous sources has got to be really justified. Like, it's sort of a last resort situation with reporting. You really want people to go on the record because the public deserves to know who's talking and where the information came from. But if no one will go on the record and the journalist feels there's important information that the public needs to know about, and it's in the public interest that this story comes out, and the only way to do it is through anonymous sources, then that's justified. I don't want to do stories that are so full of anonymous sources. So that was not my ideal reporting experience. And so, because I feel like the danger with anonymous sources is if they're not going on record, you know, and I'm not questioning my sources, but in general, anonymous sources, it kind of gives them the freedom to potentially not be as accountable. And so that's scary as a journalist, because you've got to make sure that what they're telling you, even though they don't have to be accountable for it, you have to be accountable. My own personal rule is I corroborate with two other sources. So I would corroborate what they told me with like one other anonymous source and then a document, like an email or something. I'd be like, okay, I've got three points of contact here and I feel safe with this. And then the fact-checking process that I went through with Outside was so incredibly rigorous. We spent over a month, I think, fact-checking this.
Generally, what were the reasons given to not go on the record, to remain anonymous?
Usually, it's because in a workplace, people are afraid of losing their job. Like, they don't have permission to speak. So that was definitely the case at Grand Canyon. Added to that is a lot of paranoia at Grand Canyon. And the very thing that Chris Lennertz was trying to tamp down or get rid of, that, like, fearful, hostile working environment, is not only what impacted her in the end, but also impacted the ability of people to speak freely for a story.
Since the story has come out, what's been the reaction?
So far, I've only gotten positive reactions. Since I'm here in town and there's a lot of Grand Canyon employees, I've definitely had people, like, you know, come up to me in the street and thank me for doing this story and send me emails thanking me for doing this story and saying that they felt like maybe there was a glimmer of hope that at least some of what they're experiencing has been put out in the daylight now.
Annette McGivney, thanks for talking with me today.
Yeah, thank you, Ryan.